In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus says, "My teaching is not mine, but him who sent me." His teaching comes directly from God the Father, who is the one who sent him on earth. So he who listens to Christ is listening to God the Father directly. The teaching that he gives us comes from the very fount of all divinity. So we can not only take it seriously, we can believe it with our whole heart. And this is what God commanded us to do, to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole spirit, our whole mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. So we, when we understand that this teaching comes from God the Father directly and through Christ also, that we are commanded to love him totally and to love our neighbor, our brothers and sisters. Father Hopko once said that Almighty God reveals himself as an infinitely humble, totally self-emptying, and absolutely ruthless and relentless lover of sinners. And men and women made in his image and likeness must be the same. That is to say, just like Christ never gives up and he's almost fanatical and wanting to love us and in actually loving us and trying, we must sort of be that ruthless in trying to love our fellow man, our fellow brothers and sisters. Nothing must stand in the way. And why? Because we are made in his image. And so being made in his image, we must act like God, must act like Christ. Father Hopko goes on to say, there is no resurrection without crucifixion. There's also no sanctification without suffering. No glorification without humiliation. No deification, what we call theosis. No deification without a degradation, and no life without death. We have to be spiritually violent with ourselves. Saint Therese of Lisieux said that she didn't want to be a saint by halves. She didn't want to be half a saint. It's not like that cream and milk that you buy in little containers and say half and half. We're not half and half. We've got to be totally. And she said that, and adamantly she insisted before she died, I have never sought anything but the truth. The truth about herself. The truth about God. If we absolutely want to know the truth about ourselves, we will ask, what is my deepest desire? What do I really hunger and thirst for? Can we in all honesty say that it's God? God is my deepest desire. What I truly hunger and thirst for is God. That's what Saint Therese was able to answer. And would that we could answer the same. The truth is that our desire for God is nothing compared to his desire for us. Our love for God is nothing compared to God's love for us. And he loves us infinitely more than we can desire and love him. Despite our infidelities, despite our sins, he will always love us and want to save us. And that's the way we must act with our fellow brothers and sisters. God, the divine physician, can perform a heart transplant on us. As the prophet Ezekiel wrote, "A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Ezekiel 36. We may complain that we feel unable to love God with all the totality that he demands, and this is absolutely true. We cannot love God infinitely the way he loves us. Because only a heart that is purified and sanctified by divine grace can love God. We need the Holy Spirit to sanctify us before we can love God the way he deserves to be loved, the way he insists on being loved. St. Tugdual explains, what will be the fire that burns the gods of our pagan atavism? St. Tugdual is saying that there's a lot of paganism within us. We live as if we have pagan gods within us. And what can burn those pagan idols within us? None other than the ardent and continuous fire of the most pure love of the one and living God. We must wage a ruthless and violent war against what is pagan within us. That is why St. Francis says, love is not loved. God is not loved. God is love. And love is not loved, as he said, weeping. O dearest Jesus, love of our life, help us empty ourselves of ourselves and fill ourselves with you. Help us to live a life of radical conformity and divine union with your sacrificial life. We will then enter into such harmony with our brothers and sisters, with the entire created universe, that like Saint Francis, we would be able to say to an almond tree, sister, speak to me of God, and the tree would blossom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.